Oh.
Hi, my name is Eddie. I'm calling you from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey about the upcoming March Jacksonville's mayor's election. Are you registered to vote in Duval County?
Yes.
Are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. And how likely are you to vote in the March election to pick a new mayor of Jacksonville to replace Mayor Lenny Curry? Are you very likely, somewhat likely, or not too likely at all?
Very likely.
Awesome. What is your gender? Male, female, or other?
Female.
And is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or over 65?
Over 65.
And how did you vote in the recent November 2022 election? By mail, early in person, or on the election day?
In person.
On the election day?
Early. Early.
Oh, okay. And first, should Jacksonville's next mayor continue moving Jacksonville in the same direction with the same policies as Mayor Lenny Curry, or should he change direction?
Well, in some ways, that we really do need to change direction.
Okay. And which of the following do you feel that is the most important issue facing Jacksonville today? Improving infrastructure in all neighborhoods throughout the city, affordable housing, roads and traffic congestion, growing a stronger economy and jobs that benefit all, quality of schools, street flooding and storm water drainage, violent crime, or access to affordable quality health care?
I think we need affordable health care. I think we need affordable housing.
All right. And which is the next most important? So I should record the most important one as health care, and the next important issue will be housing, you said, right?
Mm-hmm.
Affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
And do you support or oppose the action taken by Mayor Curry and the city council to increase the gas tax from 6 cents to 12 cents per gallon to pay for street improvements, drainage projects, and expansion of the Skyway downtown? Do you support or oppose?
Well, I oppose.
Okay. And when it comes to the city's electric utility, JEA, which do you prefer? To keep JEA as a city-owned utility or to privatize JEA and by selling it to Florida Power and Light?
Well, as high as everything is right now, it's hard to say. Electric bills are like crazy astronomical right now. So if it would be better to sell it, I think they should.
Okay, perfect. And in the debate about the city's Confederate soldiers, statues, do you prefer to keep them or to remove them?
Now what now? I didn't understand that one.
The city Confederate soldiers statues?
I mean, you know, what is the purpose? I mean, you know, if they keep it, I mean, all it is just showing white people that the ones who were for the South, that they were failures, and if you put, you know, get rid of them, I mean, it's not going, you know, one way or the other, it just shows failure. So I don't see what the purpose of them are.
Now, if you had to choose between keep them or remove them right now, which would you choose?
Remove them.
Awesome. Next, answer if your opinion of each of the following persons is very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable, right? So, Lenny Curry, favorable or unfavorable?
He's the current mayor?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Unfavorable.
Will you say somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
What about Zona Deegan? Favorable or unfavorable?
Zona?
Uh-huh.
And she is...
I believe she's running for the new election.
I'll say favorable.
Will you say somewhat favorable or very favorable?
I'll say somewhat.
What about Daniel Davis? Favorable or unfavorable?
And he's currently running?
He is.
Okay. I'm going to say favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Somewhat.
What about Ron DeSantis? Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Very.
What about Al Ferreira? Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable.
Okay. Somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
What about Donald Trump? Favorable or unfavorable?
Oh, my God. Unfavorable. Very.
Okay. What about Leanna Gutierrez-Combert? Favorable or unfavorable?
I say, and she's running for president?
For new mayors, I believe.
And Donald Trump is running for mayor?
Oh, he's not. He was just part of the list, but he's not running.
Oh, he says, I was going to say, what? I thought he was, I'm going to say unfavorable.
Somewhat or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
And what about Audrey Gibson? Favorable or unfavorable?
Favorable.
Somewhat or very favorable?
Very.
Awesome. All right. Now, which of the following eight candidates will you vote for to be Jacksonville's next mayor if you had to make a decision today? Al Ferreira, Omega Allen, Jonah Deegan, Leanna Gutierrez-Combert, Audrey Gibson, Darcy Richardson, Daniel Davis, or Frank Kisler?
Donna Deegan.
All right. And which of the remaining choices will be, like, your second choice? Al Ferreira, Omega Allen, Leanna Gutierrez-Combert, Audrey Gibson, Darcy Richardson, Daniel Davis, or Frank Kisler?
Audrey Gibson.
All right. And here are short descriptions of five of these candidates. Leanna Combert is a Republican city council member whose dad escaped communist Cuba and taught her values to live the American dream. She built a transportation business creating jobs, is a farmer, teacher, and advocate for survivors of domestic violence. Serving on city council, Leanna has fought to cut taxes and keep her community safe. Daniel Davis is a Republican and head of Jacksonville Chamber of Commerce, former state representative, and former president of the city council who will promote the growth, pro-business policies of Mayor Curry. Davis was raised in West Duval. He's a father of four who married his college sweetheart and will fight for families in every community. Donna Deegan is a Democrat, fifth-generation Jacksonville native, and trusted voice of a 25-year news anchor who held the powerful to account. Donna is a three-time cancer survivor, founder of the National Marathon to Finish Breast Cancer, and head of the Donna Foundation, which keeps thousands of undisturbed women battle cancer. As mayor, she will be a voice for the voiceless while fixing infrastructure, improving healthcare access for all, and growing an economy that works for everybody, not just a select powerful few insiders. Al Ferreira is a Republican city council member who opposed the JEA sale and small business owner who will concentrate city money on its core functions of public safety and infrastructure. He opposes removal of Confederate monuments. Audrey Gibson is an African-American Democrat with 20 years experience in the state legislature, who will be a mayor that puts the needs of the residents first and bring together the community. She will continue her record of delivering needed progress on the transportation, job creation, healthcare, and veteran services. Now, based on this information, which of the following candidates will you vote for to be Jacksonville's next mayor if you had to make that choice today? Deanna Gutierrez-Comber, Daniel Davis, Donna Deegan, Al Ferrero, or Audrey Gibson?
I still would vote for Donna.
All right. Next, rate each of the following statements about a candidate for mayor's issue positions or actions taken if it will cause you to definitely vote for that candidate, probably vote for that candidate, probably vote against that candidate, or if it will definitely make you vote against that candidate. Okay? The first one says, it's a big believer in benefiting from government spending. His organization took nearly $1 million in federal bailout money during COVID and now is getting hundreds of thousands from Duval County taxpayers to pay his salary. Will that make you definitely vote for this person? Probably vote against, or definitely vote against?
Definitely vote against them.
Okay, the next one says, it's a Washington, D.C. lobbyist. Would you vote for this person or against this person?
He's a Washington, D.C. lobbyist?
Uh-huh.
Against.
Probably against or definitely against?
Definitely against.
The next one says, was a registered Republican but switched 5 years ago to become a Democrat. Would you vote for or against?
I'll say I'll vote for.
Will you say probably vote for or definitely vote for?
Probably.
Okay, the next one says, spent 14 years as an advocate for local developers promoting growth in large home building projects in Duval County. Vote for or vote against?
Vote for.
Probably or definitely vote for?
Probably.
Voted 3 times on city council to increase fees Jacksonville homeowners pay for trash, stormwater, and utilities. Will you vote for or against?
Against.
Probably or definitely against?
Definitely against.
Accepted donations and an endorsement from people involved in the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. Will you vote for or against?
Against.
Probably or definitely against?
Definitely against.
Works for an organization that took hundreds of thousands of dollars to host an event promoting the privatization of JEA. Will you vote for or against?
Against.
Probably or definitely again?
Probably.
It's supported by many of the City Hall insiders, consultants, and backers of the FPNL deal to privatize JEA. Will you vote for or against?
So they're going to privatize it. And, you know, I really don't know which would be the better, actually. I'm going to say against.
Probably or definitely against?
Probably.
And the last one here says, is consistently anti-aversion and is on record voting for several restrictions to make the procedure much harder and more expensive for women. Will you vote for or vote against?
I'm going to vote against that.
Probably or definitely against that?
Definitely against.
Okay. Lastly, this is the last part. Here are some statements describing one candidate, in this case, Donna Deegan. Rate your reaction to each of us, you know, either very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. Okay? The first one says...
Donna Deegan?
Yes, exactly. So okay. Donna is known for being open and honest, with integrity and a good heart, making her the kind of mayor Jacksonville can count on. Do you think that's very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I think it's very positive.
The next one says, Donna Deegan will be a mayor bringing change for food, finally making good on years of promises to fix infrastructure in neglected neighborhoods, including replacing failing septic tanks, installing street lights, and repairing sidewalks and drainage systems. Very, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
It sounds very positive.
All right. Donna Deegan is an award-winning journalist whose 25-year career on TV news put her in touch with people and their stories in every corner of Jacksonville, and led her to hold the powerful accountable to their corruption. Very positive?
Very positive.
All right. As mayor, Donna Deegan will open up City Hall, bringing transparency and accountability, and giving a voice to the voiceless.
Sounds positive.
All right. Donna and her family have a long history of being connected to Jacksonville's Black community, which includes her grandfather operating the integrated Roosevelt Grill restaurant in the 50s and the 60s, and Donna helping to improve the survival rate of African-American women with breast cancer. Is that very positive?
Very, very positive, yeah.
All right. Being a cancer survivor inspired Donna to create her nonprofit foundation to give back to the community that helped thousands of women facing breast cancer to pay their bills and get care they need to survive.
Sounds very positive.
Donna Deegan will be a different kind of mayor who will throw out the good old boy insider network of self-dealing developers and downtown business interest. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
I think it's very positive.
Donna will use the mayor's office to promote economic growth and prosperity that includes all of Jacksonville. This includes recruiting new businesses who promote inclusion and innovation, supporting local small businesses development, and open city contracts to those who have been shut out. Very
that
positive?
Very positive, yeah.
Okay. Donna has experience creating and running a
Hello? Hello?